By the way, the singing sounds beautiful. The Simcha Dekiyir. There's a little bit of a stira in the Rambam when the Rambam describes vidui. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches writes, "Havidui sheinagu bo kol Yisrael, aval anachnu chatanu." Vuhu ikra vidui. The Rambam says the primary vidui is for a person to say, "Aval anachnu chatanu." Yet, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel of Perek Beis writes, "V'tzarich lifrot es achet." When you say vidu, you need to spell out the avera. Shenemar ona chata amazeh chata gedol avasulahem elokei zahav. So Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, and this is how we pask in the Halacha, that a person has to spell out the avera. So which one is it? Do we say, as the Rambam seems to say in Halacha Ches, that the ikur vidui is anachnu chatanu? Or, as most poskim say it, you need to be mefarit the chet. You need to spell out what the avera is. Kasha number one. Another kasha. This is a strange kasha. But it's a strange halacha. I'm coming out of left field over here. I'm coming from the end of Yevamos. The Gemara in the end of Yevamos describes if a husband is lost and you don't know where he is. Unfortunately, his wife is an aguna and you need to identify him. And a body washes up. So halacha is quite machmir in regards to identifying for sure that this is the husband. The Mishnah in Yevamos and Kuf Chaf says that if his body washes up with simanim, with even a tattoo, we're not talking halacha l'maisin ahilchus agunas, but it washes up even possibly with real markings, that might not be a full simon. What does the Mishnah say? Even if his face washes up, and you see the color of his eyes, the shape of his ears, what's the defining feature of identifying a person? His Jewish nose. Says the Mishnah in Yevamos, Ein ma'idin al partzuf haponim el imachotem. There's something important about his nose in terms of defining him. What's pshat? Rabosa, I want to share with you a story, a mashal, that I heard this past summer, that I said, first 10-minute mussar, I got to share this mashal with you. It blew my mind away. And this mashal is going to be a yesod in our avoda in Elul, and we'll answer these two questions. Of course, the most important one to understand is what is vidui, and how are we supposed to go about tshuva. The story about the chimney sweeper's broken shidduch. There was once a chimney sweeper, a poor boy, who had never had many opportunities. And it's a story of a tale of two cities. He would go from his poor hamlet and go and work in a city where there were people who were wealthy. And there was a fellow who everybody in the community respected. He was learned, he was honest, and it doesn't hurt that he was wealthy. And this fellow was sitting and learning by his oak table, and his wife had ordered a chimney sweeper to come and clean the chimney. This poor boy, 20-year-old boy, used to leave his hamlet in his chimney sweeper things. He would be careful, he would change his shoes before he would come into walk through the fancy living room. And then he would go do his job, clean the chimney. He would get a few groschen, and then he would leave. Now this fellow, the successful balabayit that everybody respected, of course, in every story from a shtetl, he has to have a daughter that's of marriageable age. He's sitting and learning by his fine oak table, and he notices this boy who comes in, his wife. Normally he doesn't even notice the chimney sweeper, but something catches his eye. And it turns out the job actually took a couple of days. And he's watching this boy, and he seems like a really fine person. Really fine young man. He asks some of his deputies in, who work for him in business, and he asks them, you know, I want you to do a little bit of research. I want to know where this boy's from. There's a chain on him. There's a certain spark that he has that I haven't seen from the top boys in the yeshiva, from the best boys in the university. There's something about it that caught his eye. And they begin to look into him. They tell him he comes from a very poor hamlet, but he's actually a very fine person, honest person. They're following him. He's got his men on top of him. The boy's entirely unaware. After a little bit of research, after a few weeks, a mamish following this young man, this fellow decides he's going to the shadchan. Everybody, the whole shidduch world was waiting when this guy was going to be ready to go bring his daughter to start going out. And many people in the town, in the city, were schmoozing who was most likely to get this quote-unquote chashuv shidduch. He approaches the shadchan, and the shadchan's been planning for this for a long time. Also, he gets this shidduch also comes along with it, a good paycheck. And he approaches the shadchan. He says, what? He says, I want my daughter to go out with this chimney sweeper from the hamlet. So shadchan tries to protest. You know, you realize that's a totally different brand. He says, I know what I want. This is what I want. The shadchan approaches, goes to the hamlet, knocks on the hut of the chimney sweeper. And he says to the chimney sweeper, he says to him, I have a shidduch for you. Shidduch for me? He says, I've been waiting the whole time, says, to earn for the next 10 years, the chimney sweeper says, to be able to afford to get married. I can't get married. He says, no, you don't understand. With this shidduch, you're never going to need a penny in your life. All right, the chimney sweeper is a little uncomfortable. He cleans himself up. He goes out with the girl, and sure enough, after a few dates, they're a perfect match. The whole town is aghast. They get engaged. Now, one of the fellows who lived in the city who thought that his son would be able to go out with this man's daughter, also a fantastic girl, was furious. How could it possibly be that such a honorable person with such a special daughter marry a chimney sweeper? He goes over to the gevir, father of the bride, and he says to him, I have something to tell you that you don't know. And he begins to tell the fellow, the businessman, lashon hara, about the chimney sweeper. The guy stops and he says, I'm not interested. I did my research. I'm not interested in what anybody has to say. I know when something is right, it's right. And he ignores him. He tries a second time, a third time. Can't budge him. Father of the bride knows what he wants. Fellow decides he goes to a chimney sweeper. Says to him, you realize that this is Chodesh Shvat? Next month is Adar. Do you realize what a joke you're about to become? You're going to be the laughingstock. This is the joke of Purim. They are going to take you down and make a mock wedding out of you, that you're going to marry this fellow. And unfortunately, Rabosai, this happened in Europe every once in a while. And the chimney sweeper stops and he said, you know what? You're right. It doesn't make any sense. He runs to the shadchan and he says to the shadchan, I'm not interested. He says, what are you talking about? This is a dream. No one in their mat. No, he says, I can't explain. I'm not capable of doing this. And the chimney sweeper disappeared, never to be seen again. Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to make a shidduch with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, I'm here. And you know what we say? We believe the Yetzirah when the Yetzirah says, it's not Shaykh. You are so dirty. You are so dirty. There's no way that this match is made for you. For you to be a Talmud Chacham? For you to be someone who has a Baal Midos? Impossible! We are so dirty. It's not shayich. So Elul comes and Elul goes. Kabbalah HaTorah comes and Kabbalah HaTorah goes. And we look at ourselves as all dirty. But there's a neshama rabosai that's inside of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it. Just like the father of the bride. Elokai neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neshama that he's given us is tahora. We're entirely pure. There's dirt that's covering, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the tremendous potential that's inside of every single one of us. So many times, and we've emphasized this in the past, and we need to emphasize this again. So many times when it comes to tshuva, either a person says, I'm too dirty to even start, or they do tshuva in focusing on getting off the dirt, on focusing on the chitzonius, without taking time to really, really think about the tremendous potential that we have. Tremendous, tremendous potential that we have. I had a Talmud, I haven't made a Siyum HaShas. I have a Talmud who was one of my students in Shana Bet. Dafka, tonight we have the Shana Bet crowd. He wasn't one of the better students. He did the worst Aveira possible in Shana Bet. He even left the middle of the year. The worst Aveira, right? And I wasn't sure how he was going to end up. But he came home and he decided that even though he wasn't one of the quote-unquote best guys, he's going to do Daf Yomi. I hardly ever call my Talmidim, but I had heard, I met him, actually he was Zocha to marry him off, and then a few years later I was still in touch with him, and I had heard that he's going, he's still going. Gittin, Kedushin, Zvachim, Menachos. I saw him around Kachim time. And then I called him up a few weeks before the Siyum HaShas. He says, yep, I'm finishing. Here's someone who said, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't that dirty. But here's someone who said, there's a chelek elokah inside of me. There's a tremendous potential that I have. And I could do it. Something that most people think that I can never accomplish. But what we can, if we just begin to tap into a little bit of our potential, our koach is so much greater than we realize. But we're the chimney sweeper who runs away because we think that we're dirty. Rabosai, there is a tremendous potential here. That's the answer to both questions. Why is it that the Rambam says that the Ikur Vidui, Rav Lichtenstein, if I'm not mistaken, said this teretz? The Rambam describes in Perek Beis the Ikur Vidui as being Avo Anachnu Chatanu, as opposed to being Mefaret Techeit, because most people think, oh, if I spell out the Aveira, that's going to be the way in which I do tshuva. No, that's not the course to Emes Dika Tshuva. The Emes Dika Tshuva is to decide who we really, really are. We were chatanu. But deep down, there's a tremendous potential of tahara inside of us. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the nose is the most important. Why? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The distinguishing feature of ourselves are not our actions. And the chidush here is, even in the physical world, the most distinguishing feature is the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the neshama, and that's the nose. Rabosai, when we think about tshuva, don't only think about the maisim. Think about our essence, who we really, really, really are, and the tremendous koach that we have. I'm not making this up. Scientists have already done studies to document that if chas v'chalila, if their child is trapped, I think they've even recorded this Hashem Yirachem on video, that if a child is trapped, a mother could lift up a car to save her child. There's a tremendous strength in a human being that comes from the chelek eloka mimal that they can tap into if they're only determined to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyat v'shmaya, not to make the mistake of the chimney sweeper, to see that even though we might be at times dirty on the outside, there's a tremendous tahara in the inside. And if we tap into the tahara in the tshuva, where we focus on the vidu that goes to the makar, then we'll be zocha be'ezer Hashem to slowly reaching a tshuva shlema.